Now, on Sunday, August the 7th, the County Cricket Ground in Chelmsford will play host to a depressed cake shop pop-up organised by Liz Fox of local cake company Boo Bakes to raise money for Mind and Help the Heroes. And joining me now to tell us all about that is the cake lady herself. It's Liz Fox. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bob.
Great to see you today. So before we talk about the event on Sunday, could you tell us a bit about your business, Boo Bakes? How did you come to be running this and why the name?
I fell into running it.
Yeah.
In 2014, I had a mental health breakdown.
Right.
For a period of weeks, I couldn't get out from my front door, go out, couldn't speak to anyone. And then one day, I happened to pick up some fondant to have a little play with it, decorate a cake. And I realised that evening, it was the first time I hadn't had a panic attack for weeks, couple of months, really. So the next day I decided to make another cake, and the next day I decided to make another cake, and so on. And at one point, when I was in a period of time of not being able to go out, I decided to have a play and try to build myself a website, because I thought, right, you know, I've got to do something to make myself feel worthwhile. All the kids these days can do this. I'm gonna have a go.
Okay.
So I designed a website, put the pictures of my cakes on the website, and the business just went from there, really.
Really? You started getting orders through, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. Yes. Now, I'm interested in that you found you're sort of immersing yourself in cake making helps you cope with your anxiety.
Yeah.
Do you think that happens? How does it help?
I think when it comes to decorating the cakes, I kind of switch off, really,
right.
And I'm able to lose myself in it. I know a lot of people say it's similar when they do things like adult colouring in, people who do cross-stitch, knitting, play an instrument. I think you sort of go into a separate side of your mind, your creative mind almost, and it just stops all that white noise of everyday life, and especially with anxiety when you can be having 1,000 thoughts a second. Being able to quieten those just for a little bit of time is really healthy.
Yeah, well, that's very eloquent of you. I think that's probably exactly why I do radio, because I've suffered similar problems to your own. Yeah, and it's really good. Now, you're also not only just making cakes, you're kind of helping the cause, aren't you? You're shouting loud about mental health and trying to remove some of the stigma around it. And at your company is committed to reducing the stigma attached to mental health. And you donate 25p for every order you receive to Mind, and that is matched by three generous supporters. So it's a pound donation made per order, which is absolutely fantastic. So can you tell us a bit about your supporters, or are they anonymous?
Yeah. They are. So one of them is my husband,
great.
Richard. So
well done, Richard.
Hey, well done. And one is my dad. So the two great loves in my life. And the other is a very good friend of mine. And they're three people who have really been there for me throughout my breakdown, my recovery, and are still there now, putting up with me, supporting me. So, yes, and they said at the beginning when I said I was going to make the donation, they all got in touch and said, well, Rich didn't get in touch, but yeah, they all said to me we'd like to match that and just do our little bit as well.
It's absolutely fantastic, and that ties in. I think I mentioned to you before, here on Phoenix we produce a mental health podcast, and we recorded that one the other day, and our discussion topic was the importance of friends and family around those suffering with mental health problems.
Absolutely.
Were they a major help to you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's an interesting one because although the stigma about mental health is going, it is still there in many cases. And I have heard many of the sort of stereotypical things that you think you might hear, pull yourself together, just try and not worry about it. What have you got to be depressed about? One of my favourite ones.
Yeah.
Sadly, I have had people that have dropped out of my life, but actually the people who have stayed in my life have just been absolute rocks. And I owe them everything now. They're fantastic.
Well done, family and friends. Well done. So, back to your business, really. How is Boo Bakes connected to the Depressed Cake Shop?
So, Boo Bakes, I had heard about the Depressed Cake Shop and what they did.
Yep.
Basically, with their baking, we have grey bakes at our cake sales because the grey symbolises the cloud of depression that can come over us. Also with a pop of colour, though, because there's always hope, and we like to have hope. And it also just gets people talking about it in a different way.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked. I liked something to be a bit quirky, to make people think, make people challenged. And I contacted them, and they had read my my blog, and we realised that we were quite a good fit together. And so we decided to do some work, and I decided I wanted to hold a depressed cake shop pop-up.
Fantastic.
I just felt it fit in with me and the things I care about.
All right. Well, we'll talk about what's going to happen on Sunday in just a moment. But you very kindly brought some cakes in. And joining us now as well is my little helper, as I've been describing you, Courtney. It's Courtney Lee. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Now, I've just handed you a cake. Would you be averse to sort of sampling that? We're going to have a live cake tasting.
I'm fine with that. I'm happy with that. Oh, if you really put my arm up the back, I will.
Okay. Well, let me just describe. This is a cupcake, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah. And we've got, what is that colour icing, would you say?
I'd say it's a fawn. I don't know. It's very light brown.
Light brown.
It's chocolate.
And
it's
on the top, we've got in grey a bit of, what is that?
It's a fondant.
A fondant, yeah. With a slogan in it. And I think it's fine for me to say that. This cake actually says, "Screw you, stigma."
Absolutely.
Yes, referring to mental health stigma. So I already like it. And now I'm afraid I'm going to just try one of these cakes. And so it's Courtney Lee. Yeah,
if I can do it.
Enjoy. I get to sit here and watch people eat my cake now. It's good. I can confirm no one's spitting anything out, which is good.
That is really nice.
Yay, thank
really,
you.
Really, really nice.
That's
thank
lovely.
You very much.
That is absolutely lovely. Very nice indeed. Right, can you talk for a minute while
absolutely.
While eating.
To big up the Depressed Cake Shop, if anything that we talk about today sounds of interest to you, and you fancy doing or holding a Depressed Cake Shop pop-up yourself, then you can go to depressedcakeshop.com, or you can get in touch with me. I'm in Chelmsford, so I'm always happy to pass on any details. And my website is boobakes, that's bubakes.co.uk.
Brilliant. You should be on the radio, you know. Well
done. Got a face for it, that's it, isn't it?
not at all. Now, I'm guessing that most of your cakes are made to order through your website. Is that right?
Yes.
So what sort of orders and what sort of products do you produce?
Oh, blimey. Anything from cupcakes to birthday cakes, housewarming cakes, wedding cakes. I'm actually a recommended supplier for Leeds Priory now. And I was lucky enough to be at the British Wedding Awards earlier in the year with some wedding cupcakes. So any occasion, there is always an excuse.
Fantastic. And from what I've seen, you've had some high-profile endorsements and awards, haven't you? Tell us about them.
Yeah, I've done well. So cake-wise, I was lucky enough to have Michelle Rue Jr. taste one of my cakes last year on Great British Bake Off and Extra Slice. Positively critique, I should say.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
So he was happy with that, which was a real honour. And I was also lucky enough, I have a blog, and Stephen Fry picked up on one of my blog posts and he tweeted about that and said it was a fine articulation. And I think no one argues with Stephen Fry.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
So I mean, those two things alone have just been absolutely fantastic.
Wonderful. Okay, right, let's move on to your event on Sunday. Give us the details. Where is it, when, and what's going to happen on the day?
Okay, so it's at Chelmsford Cricket Club in the Pavilion.
Yeah.
We open at 11 a.m. And we run all the way through till 5 p.m. There will be a lot of cakes and baked goods for sale. There will also be creation stations. So what I wanted to do was embrace how being creative has helped me with my mental health,
mm-hmm.
And give people the opportunity to try a craft they may not have tried before. So it's going to be things like cross stitch, colouring in, painting, all sort of pom-pom making, I think.
Right.
And it's a chance for everyone to come and just have a go and take a little bit of time out in a safe, secure environment. So it's fun for the whole family. We've got face painting there as well.
Right.
And we've got a raffle, and we've got some great raffle prizes. So
and cakes, of course.
Lots and lots and lots of cakes. And if anyone wants to bring cakes to donate, they're very welcome. We just ask that they are, or they have a grey element to them.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I think it's a great thing that you're doing there, and hope it's a real big success on Sunday.
You
have a brilliant website as well. I enjoyed navigating through it, and the thing that comes across in every page is the warmth and good humour, and of course those fabulous cakes.
Thank you.
Give us some contact details, Liz.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the website, boobakes.co.uk. I'm on Facebook. That's facebook.com/boobakes. Twitter, I'm at boobakescakes. I've got Instagram, which is Boo Bakes, and there is also another Instagram account for...
Ah, your little friend.
Yes,
I forgot
indeed.
To mention him.
No, we...
Now, he's grey, he's very soft, he's very friendly looking. Perhaps you could tell us more.
Indeed. So over in America, there is a lady who has a company called Sweatpants and Coffee.
Right.
And she decided to try and draw what she thought her anxiety would look like.
Okay.
And it was basically this blob with small arms, small legs, and a big forehead, and a rather forlorn look on his face. And so started some cartoons with this anxiety blob in. And then another company in America saw them and decided to make some physical ones that
right.
people could have, kind of like a support kind of person to be with you, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was very, very lucky because we don't actually have them available over here in the UK, but I was given one by the Depressed Cake Shop when we went to the BBC All in the Mind Awards
Lovely.
Recently.
Yeah.
And I've actually got one of... He's called Albie, the anxiety blob. He's got his own Instagram page.
Okay.
And I've actually got one of his cousins making his way across the Atlantic at the moment. And he will be one of the raffle prizes.
Oh,
so we have got a visitor from America coming over for someone to take home.
Fantastic. Excellent. Right, so everybody get down to the County Cricket Ground in Chelmsford on Sunday for some fabulous cake and support the charities, which we haven't even mentioned them, have we?
No, okay.
Right, tell us about the charities. I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
it's fine.
I missed that bit.
Mind is one of the charities
yeah.
for all the help they do with mental health. Fantastic company, or sorry, charity
yeah.
To contact if anyone's having any problems as well. Very user-friendly website, lots of leaflets with information.
Yeah.
And Help for Heroes. The reason I chose them was actually last year at the Cake and Bake Show, there were some ladies from Bake for Heroes, which is an offshoot of Help for Heroes.
Yeah.
And I was having a particularly anxious time, and they took me under their wing,
uh-huh.
and they looked after me. And so I now want to do everything I can to support them and their campaign to get people baking in order to help our heroes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, raising awareness of
Absolutely.
Mental health conditions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Liz. Well, thank you so much for coming in today to tell us all about that.
Thank
and great success on Sunday.
Brilliant.
And I think we ought to play a sort of cake-related record,
wonderful.
Don't you? Yeah. What shall I play?
Cake by the Ocean.
All right,
oh, look at that.
All right,